Good evening, fellow Wahoos and ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host, good old number 33, Jim Hobgood. We take you behind the scenes to take a closer look at Wahoo athletes and the UVA sports program. Jim and I will preview the UVA's upcoming challenge in the ACC tournament, the number one UVA baseball team, the number one lacrosse team's big win versus Syracuse, the wrestling team's ACC title run, and a variety of other topics tonight. We're glad that you've joined us.
A lot of success in Charlottesville here recently. This is Hobbo. We have an exciting show lined up for you tonight. We are delighted to have former UVA star linebacker James Ferrier, and I have to point out a Pittsburgh Steeler, as one of our guests tonight. And he is in studio to my left and Frank's right. He'll be joining us shortly to talk a little football, even though it's basketball season. This may be a reflection on the degree of success in basketball that we're still talking football here in March. Yeah. But speaking of basketball, another UVA legend, Wally Walker, will join us in the second half hour to discuss UVA basketball history as well as the current team and his assessment of Coach Tony Bennett. Frank will now tell you the ways you can follow the show.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage everyone to send questions and comments via email to who's talking@sportsradio910.com, or you can call in at 345-0910. That number again is 345-0910. All of our shows are archived on thesaber.com. We've also set up a Facebook page, so search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome, and most of them are utilized in each and every show.
Well, how about that? Well, Mr. Maloney, the UVA basketball team, speaking of basketball, has suffered through some tough losses. They've suffered through some blowout losses, and I think the total now is 9 in a row, and I think the paper made reference today. It's been back in the 1960s since Virginia has lost 9 consecutive games. So not good from that standpoint. They've gone from 14-6 on the season to 14-15, and in the ACC have gone from 5-2 to 5-11. Heading into Thursday's opening round game against Boston College, and BC and Virginia will kick off the ACC tournament at noon on Thursday. We'll be telling you more about the tournament later in the show. But first, we've made reference to our in-studio guest, Mr. Ferrier. He had some terrific days at UVA as well as in the NFL. And Frank, why don't you tell our audience a little background on our guest?
Well, first off, we are very delighted to have James in the studio with us, as well as his brother, Matt. This is a real exciting moment for us. James attended Metoka High School, where he lettered 3 times in football, track, and wrestling. He was selected to the All-Parade team his senior year for football, played at UVA from 1993 to 1996, recorded 381 tackles, and is 5th on the all-time list, trailing only Byron Thwaite, Angelo Crowell, Charles McDaniel, and his good running mate, Jamie Sharper. We're going to come back to that later. He was drafted in 1997 out of the University of Virginia. He was, in fact, the 8th pick in the first round by the New York Jets, and I believe Bill Parcells was the architect of that selection. He played 5 seasons with the Jets until 2002. His best season was clearly in 2001. Where he racked up an astronomical 145 tackles combined, of which 109 were solos. He became a free agent, and then he somehow the Steelers, of all people, were able to gain his services. And since that time, he's really blossomed. He's racked up 605 solo tackles, 293 assists for a combined 898 tackles, which to me is just incredible. He's also had 8 interceptions, 22 sacks, and forced 11 fumbles.
And given all that, he looks pretty good sitting right here.
Great.
You know,
I mean,
he's had a lot of contact over the years.
Man, those are pretty good stats. I need to just brush up on those a little bit. I always forget where my stats are. They sound all right.
He helped the Steelers to 2 Super Bowl wins, number 40 and number 43, 2-time Pro Bowl selection in 2004 and 08. And most recently, in the last couple of years, he founded the James Ferrier Foundation, which helps empower individuals throughout the community. We're going to come back to that towards the end of his visit, but we want to tease that here at the start. James probably have too many questions, so without doing that, how about some just reflections on your days at UVA and what was it like to play under Coach Welsh and and also being a part of a team that actually was co-champions in the ACC in 1995.
Yeah, that was a very big moment in my short college football career, winning the ACC title. But George Russ was a great coach. He was sort of an old school coach. He had a lot of background with Joe Paterno, and so, you know, they had similar coaching styles, and it's a little bit different nowadays. I think the coaching aspect of it has moved to a younger generation, so, you know, that was a little bit different. But, you know, the school has grown so much, and, you know, all of my experiences at UVA were always great, and there's always good moments that I can reflect back on.
You mentioned on the way into the studio today that you're looking forward to making a visit up in Charlottesville in the coming weeks. Do you normally have a chance to get back to Charlottesville every now and then?
I try to as much as I can. I know it's tough, you know, with football going on and everything. My job is pretty much a year-round job. So, you know, whenever I have a chance to, you know, get an opportunity to go down there, I try to make it. I think the last time I was down there was at the USC game a couple years ago when they played in the beginning of the season. That was the last time I was down there, but I try to make it as much as I can.
Yeah, we're calling that a game now. That was
yeah. I took a lot of heat for that game. Troy Polamalu was at the game with me, so, you know, that was pretty brutal.
Well, since you brought that up, and we'll come back to Virginia, how is Troy doing? Is he 100% now? We'll get the Steeler questions in here now, to some degree.
Troy's doing well, I'm sure. He's probably out in California surfing or, you know, out on the ocean somewhere.
Well, enjoying life.
Yeah.
But hopefully taking care of himself.
Definitely taking care of his body.
I've been talking about his hair all the time in these commercials. Holy
God. Oh, yeah. How's he get all that hair in that helmet? That's what I want to know.
He just lets it all hang out in the back. I thought they were going to change the rules and not allow him to have his hair covering his name, but they didn't go through with it, and that was good for him.
Now, were you a linebacker in high school, or so did you continue to play linebacker in college then, or what?
Yeah, I was an outside backer in high school, and then college, we changed up the defense a little bit, but, you know, when I got to the pros, it was pretty much the same thing I did in high school. So,
what about the recruitment to Virginia? How did you decide to go to Virginia back in 1993?
Yeah. Ancient history. man, Bob Petzl, good friend of mine now, was my recruiting coach, and he was the tight ends coach at the time. And, you know, he did a good job of showing me everything that I needed to see at the university and doing a good job of convincing my parents that that was the best school for me. And George Russ was a good guy. He came to visit the house, and I felt like I would have an opportunity to be around a lot of guys that I was familiar with from growing up in the era. They had a lot of guys that were in state, and I felt that UVA would give me the best chance to, you know, have fun and get everything that I wanted out of the college.
And at that point in time, Virginia under George Welsh had had a fair amount of success.
Yeah, they always had a successful program, and I looked at those things also.
Did you think about going to Virginia Tech? Was that a school that you considered?
I thought about it, but I canceled my visit after I did my
UVA you're a
trip.
Good man.
We're going to have to bring him back now. new number one favorite guest. All
yeah.
right.
Oh, yeah.
A couple questions. You and Sharper, was he your same year? I can't remember that.
Yeah. Well, he was a year ahead of me, but he redshirted.
Right.
And I was a true freshman, so we were both freshmen, but he was a redshirt freshman, and I was a true freshman, so he had a year under his belt.
Well, Virginia had had a long-standing history of producing great linebackers going back to the days of Dick Ambrose.
Right, that's back in my time frame, yeah.
Bam Bam, who used to deck people, and he wore out his shoulder pads. He hit so many people so hard. But my dad, who had seen decades and decades of football, he always said that the two of you quite possibly was the best tandem at linebacker that he'd ever seen.
Oh, that's a great compliment, and I definitely appreciate that. You know, Jamie was a great linebacker in the league, and he was definitely my running buddy in college, and we made it happen. I wish we had an opportunity to play together in the NFL. That would have been great.
Well, it's a shame that didn't work out that way. Tell me this whole thing with the Jets. All right, so I did a lot of research on this. Apparently there was the 4-3, then there was the 3-4, then it was back to the 4-3. It seems like you've been sort of shuffled a little bit, and looking at your statistics during your career, obviously in those early years, you had some. You were off to a really good start, then it's like you took a step back, and then you had to regroup, and then you started trending up again, and then they couldn't stop you. So, what happened?
Well, I called it just my wonder years, and that was like the beginning. That was just like the first stage of my career, and, you know, coming into the NFL, Parcells was a legendary coach. You know, I couldn't have a better coach than him coming into it. And, you know, things were kind of difficult for me at first playing outside linebacker in the 3-4 defense. You know, I did it in high school, but I was more of a pass rushing in. And, you know, it was a little bit different for me. It was hard for me to adjust. And, you know, I didn't really get as much time as I wanted to. And then I had to split time, you know, a couple years. And finally, when Parcells left my last year with Pittsburgh, when Herm Edwards became the coach, he switched the defense back to the 4-3 and made me an inside linebacker. And from there on out, my career has blossomed pretty much after
that. Your statistics are astronomical from 2001-02 all the way through last year. And I'm told that you had an elbow injury and you had a little surgery. How's that coming?
Yeah, I just got a scope a couple weeks ago. It was minor procedure. Took 15, 20 minutes, and I was in and out.
Should not affect you next year?
Should not affect.
Now, you've played 13 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
The average NFL player that sticks is maybe 3.3 years.
Yeah.
Do you attribute to the fact that you've been able to play linebacker at such a high level 13 years in the NFL?
Well, definitely been blessed. I definitely feel like early on in my career, I didn't have the same type of mileage that I have now. I didn't play as much, so I think that really helped me out. I was mad about it, you know, in my younger days, but I definitely look back on it and think it was a blessing come true.
From a Steeler perspective, not to get away from Virginia, but a Steeler perspective, what do the Steelers need to do to return to that number one defensive prowess that you had a couple of years ago?
Well, we signed Ryan Clark, Casey Hampton back, and that was a big step. Those guys have been, you know, part of this defense for a while now, and you know they're pretty much the core of the defense that helps us move on. You know, we can plug in younger guys around us, and you know, as long as you have that core group, though, then I think things will stay intact and we'll be better next year.
And I guess the key will be staying healthy.
Yeah, staying healthy. Aaron Smith was hurt this year. That hurt us a lot. Troy, everybody knows Troy was out. So, you know, we had some things not go our way this year, and it was pretty a tough year for us as players and the Steelers fans and the coaches as well. So,
now, I got a friend in my office who's a Baltimore Ravens fan. Now, I assume you don't really like the Ravens, so you can go ahead and say that.
Yeah, just in his office. They hate us and we hate them. And
but they are a pretty good football team, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
there's a good, strong rivalry there.
Definitely.
A lot of talented players on both teams.
We respect that team, you know, as well as much as any other team in the league. But we hate them the most also.
Yeah, well, that makes for a good rivalry.
Gonna circle back to UVA for a second. First off, how did you get the name Potsy? That was one of your nicknames. Been following
it's
that.
The
ever
only
since,
nickname.
Ever since back the 90s. The second thing is maybe you could identify your favorite Cavalier moment.
Okay, well, let's start with Potsy, the nickname Potsy. My mom gave me that nickname when I was a baby, and she said that, you know, Happy Days was a popular show. I was fat and I had a pot belly, and I guess she kind of mixed those two together and came up with Potsy, and the name has been with me ever since.
Well, I've bumped into a lot of Wahoos that just refer to you as Potsy. There's no other name.
I'm 35 now, and people still call me Potsy, and I'm fine with that.
Good for you. All right, your favorite Cavalier moment. Can you put your finger on that?
I definitely have to say the UVA game against Florida State, that we ended up winning the time for the ACC championship that year. That game was awesome. I think that whole season was pretty magical and special. I think we had a lot of games that came down to the wire. We won a few of them and lost a couple, but, you know, that whole season was pretty magical, and we came out with the ACC championship.
That I'll never forget that game, and I'm not sure any Wahoo that was there will ever forget it. Certainly one of the most electric moments. Let's see here. We've got Josh and Glenn Allen on the phone has a question. Go ahead, Josh. Josh, you there?
James, question for you. When is your charity weekend here in Richmond? I know you do a lot of great things with the money you raise, and just want to get some information on that. Thanks.
All right, so he's asking you about your James Carrier Foundation, and that's where we were headed. Josh, thank you for the question. All right.
I heard the question.
James couldn't hear it, so I'll repeat it.
Just looking for the schedule of the foundation weekend here in May, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We got a schedule of events. The thing starts on May 14th, And 14th, 15th, and 16th will be all the events going on. That'll be the weekend. And Friday night is a poker tournament, so that'll be poker night at the Westin. Saturday is a softball game, softball tournament at the Diamond. And Sunday is our golf outing at Hunting Hawk in Richmond, Virginia. So, you know, those are the three things that we got going on. And you can look on my website at thejamesferriafoundation.org, or you can contact my brother at 804-216-0626, and he can update, you know, on you on all the information that you need, you know, throughout the foundation.
Well, we couldn't
that weekend.
We're very excited about all those events, and later on down the road we'll bring that up again and remind our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
James, it's been great having you on the show. We hope that you'll come back down the road with us and join us again. And I know Mike London appreciates any support that you give him, as well as the other assistant coaches. And Jim, any closing thoughts?
No, just again, thank you for coming in. We appreciate you in the studio. We really, it's great when guys can actually come into the studio. I think it makes for a better interview. We appreciate your time. Wish you every success, particularly since I'm from Western Pennsylvania. I wish you a lot of success next year.
All
waiting
right.
for the Steelers to get one more ring next year. But thanks much, and just best wishes to you.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. And I love being in the studio.
Well, very good, James. It's been terrific. Jim, we're going to go to our first break. We're going to take more questions from callers and so forth concerning basketball and lacrosse and wrestling and baseball and all the exciting things going on in Charlottesville. We're headed to break right now. The number here is 345-0910.